You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey, and a very busy time in Milwaukee. Adam, you're home with the ball club. The club is less, a former manager, Ron Renneke, but now with the addition of Craig Counsell, who was hired and announced on Monday, and just to, I guess, start us off with your thoughts of what's going on right now.
Well, the timing was surprising because the move came late Sunday night after the Brewers had, for the first time all season, won back-to-back games, the first time all season won a series, and they make a managerial change. But look, I talked to Doug Melvin after the move, and this was about more than starting the year 7-18, worst in the major leagues. This goes really, in Melvin's view, to the last 100 games that they've played. They were not very good in the second half of last season. They lost 68 of those 100. It was a lot of those losses concentrated last September and now this April. And one of the stunning stats that Doug Melvin brought up multiple times, both last night and again in introducing Craig Counsell on Monday morning, was that three times in the last two-plus full months of baseball, three times the Brewers have even managed to win back-to-back games. And as he said, that was just unacceptable. Now, is it Ron Renneke's fault 100%? Absolutely not. You know, he tried to push the buttons he could push to get the offense going. But the bottom line is, when you're a manager, you are the one who takes the heat for wins and losses. The Brewers' one-loss record was terrible, and on Sunday night, Renneke took the fall. And now a fascinating change to Craig Counsell, who gets a three-year deal and is obviously a part of their future plans.
Yeah, it reminds me of a fantasy football draft, which I'm sure how it most comes up. Fantasy football draft, it's always, there's a run on quarterbacks, there's a run on wide receivers. And I feel like in Major League Baseball right now, there's a run on recently retired players with no formal managerial and sometimes even coaching experience, and Counsell falls into that group. Now, quite honestly, the group that we're talking about, they've all done really well. I think, generally speaking, and it looks intriguing to me. I kind of like it, and I love Counsell's thoughts too. Right? I think I'll be better at managing than I was at playing. You buy
yeah,
that?
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Here's one thing. I agree with you. There are similarities in the fact that these are all, you know, Matheny, Weiss, Ausmus, Ventura. These are former players who had long careers, were incredibly well-respected, thoughtful, and, when they spoke, others listened. Now, what makes Counsell a little different to me is that he's really been a Brewers employee now for years. This is not – he's not coming in cold. He finished his career with the Brewers, and then he has worked since 2012 in Doug Melvin's front office as a special assistant, and this has not been a ceremonial position. This has been really – intricately involved in the day-to-day operation of every aspect of the team. So he knows this organization as well as anybody. And what Doug Melvin said today was, not only during all those games on the bench that he had in his career was he managing along, but he sort of has managed along up in the general manager's booth for the last 3 years. So this is not an inexperienced guy. The way I wrote it today is it's true to say he's never managed. It is not true to call him inexperienced. So he's got some former teammates that he's going to be managing now. And the other thing he's got is a team that's playing a little bit better. They won 3 of 4 of the last games with Ron Renneke. They're pitching a lot better. Counsell inherits a team that has gotten 8 quality starts in the last 11 games. There's signs of life. It makes it a very tough move for Renneke from his perspective. But for Counsell, you know, perhaps inheriting a team that is playing up a little bit closer to their where they should be.
It's funny because you mentioned Melvin bringing up that stat about back-to-back wins. And the irony, of course, is that they had just done it for the first time this year under Renneke.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, even as you point out, that you might be playing a little better. You might see the worm starting to turn just a little bit. And it really, not as if this has been a 2- and 3-week process where you're really seeing the Brewers starting to click. That said, Braun looks a lot better. Carlos Gomez back. Scooter Jeanette can't be far off. I mean, Council has a chance here, especially just with the recent history now of this team, of really looking like a genius.
Well, he, you know, I am going to go out on a limb and play that they, and say that they will have a better winning percentage under Council than they had under Renicky. And with due respect to Craig Council, who I respect as much as any player I have ever come in contact with in this game, it's not going to be because he's some genius manager. It's just because this is a better team than the one-loss record suggests to start this season. To win five games going into this past weekend, they're just simply better than that. So, look, Gord Ash, the assistant GM, gave me a great, interesting history lesson. In 89, his first year as assistant GM of the Blue Jays, they started 12-24, they fired Jimmy Williams, and they wound up winning the American League East. Now, as Gord said, who knows? You can't predict catching lightning in a bottle again. But weird things happen in this game of baseball, and it sounds like the Brewers want to give Craig Council an opportunity to win some games. The trade deadline is still months away, and they're going to get an opportunity to show some signs of life before they start to consider what comes next for this team. Because, as I said, this is a three-year deal for Council. He knows the minor league system extremely well, up and down. He knows what they've got, what potential pieces they have. And if they do shift into more of a long-term focus, he's a good guy to, you know, have that be a somewhat seamless transition. But again, the message they wanted to say today is that this is not the start of a rebuild necessarily. The goal right now is to win as many games as they can.
Yeah, well, still plenty of season left. And from the timing standpoint, I get it how Renicky would look at it and think, geez, we're starting to see some improvement. But I always like it when you see moves made with a guy in position to do well. If you're going to call a team meeting, have your ace throwing that night. So, man, it looks bad. Team meeting is team one. And you're going to fire a manager, put a new guy in place? Hey, started with a 10-game homestand. That also looks pretty good for him. But moving on to a slightly different subject, this is going to dominate your week anyway. Let's turn it to something else. How about this franchise four? Brewers have eight guys on the ballot for the franchise four. You can vote for four of them as a fan online. You're looking at this list that's up there. Is it a pretty clear-cut four for you?
For me, it is. And the first update I saw, I think they got it right. You know, Robin Yount is the face of this franchise. He always will be. He's got the statue outside. He's the kid. You know, forever he'll be 19 years old coming up and really leading the Brewers' resurgence as the 1970s wore on and into the 80s. Paul Molitor, Hall of Fame. He's clearly number two, second best player this franchise has ever had. And then with the update I saw, you had Cecil Cooper and Raleigh Fingers rounding it out. Fingers, of course, another Hall of Famer. And Cooper, who had such great seasons here, 300 hitter every year. And as someone who grew up here, you know about Cecil Cooper in the 82 ALCS, where he delivered the RBIs that sent the Brewers to the World Series for the first time. And he famously chips a ball to left field and kind of wills the ball down. He waves the ball to the grass, and it found the grass, and the Brewers were able to beat the Angels in that series. I think those are very solid picks, with apologies to the likes of Jim Gantner, who played forever and, you know, has a case to have his number retired here, and Gorman Thomas, who's just beloved for being a great character of this franchise. I think those first four are clearly, to me, the cream of the crop for this franchise.
Yeah, I think this contest, too, sort of favors the historical figure more so than the modern-day fielder. What he did as a Brewer stands up with just about anybody, but, of course, no longer with Milwaukee. That hurts him. And then Braun, for obvious reasons in recent years, you know, his legacy will be one that will be colored slightly differently. So it did kind of eliminate a couple of younger guys. I'm with you, though. Coop's a good one. Raleigh Fingers brings a little bit of that similar Gorman Thomas personality and remembrances of that fantastic era as well. So a great pick there, too. But listen, I know you got a lot going on, Adam, a new manager to go take care of. Go show them the ropes. And thanks so much for the time again this week.
All right, Dave, thanks.
All right, Adam McAlvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.